Discourse 2, July 7, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty I Am Presence, from the heart of the great central sun, we face thy sunrise. The Discourse. Daily exercise. You may do this at any time during the 24 hours. Stand erect. Face the east and say mentally or aloud. Be guided by your own feelings as to whether you should say it aloud or not, but let it be firm. Mighty God in me, I face thy eternal sunrise and receive thy mighty radiance and activity visibly manifest in my experience now. The use of this sets into motion certain powerful principles. Warning. If students use this, they should analyze themselves first and see if they are really sincere in their determination to have and serve the light unconditionally. If they be sincere, let them stand to the light and then go forth. Awake! Stand to the light and serve only the one presence of right and justice. Know that God, the mighty I Am Presence in you, governs and controls all unfoldment in perfect divine order. As the sea holds all created life in its embrace, which is designed for its sphere, so the air holds within its embrace those created forms of life belonging to it. These are two links ever active between the human and the divine, or the physical and the white fire body. We may call upon these forms of life to give us the best of their element. Man is the only creator of inharmony. The elements and their inhabitants are always harmonious in themselves, and it is only when one gets out of one's element that inharmony is created. But the inharmony is not of the element itself. The human element, or outer sphere of mankind, is the only element in creation that deliberately creates inharmony and consciously misuses the energy of the God sustaining it. This is the only sphere in the universe where those who function within it have taken command and declared themselves independent of God. I mean by this those who are refusing to acknowledge the active presence of God in their lives. No principle or activity can be blamed for the misuse mankind makes of it. All through the ages, humanity has tried to place upon God the responsibility for its destructive activities. Hence, the ruse of manufacturing gods who could be either angry or joyous according to mankind's whim. I assure you, from my own observation, that those great ones, far greater than I, through aeons of investigation, have indisputable proof that there is but one God, the life, wisdom, and energy of all creation. Therefore, the energy of God cannot be blamed for the inharmony created when someone misuses it. Neither can the principle of banking be blamed because of dishonest bankers. Neither can the activity or principle of giving out information by the press be blamed because of malicious reporters or dishonest editors. I assure you that the day is not far distant when these principles of activity will be used in their highest constructive power. The constructive educational moving picture will also be used as the quickest, easiest, and most certain way of educating the outer perception. Too long has mankind usurped and misused the energy of good, which is God, the inner quickening by the cosmic radiation through the mighty arisen messengers of God into the heart of each individual, is rapidly drawing the human desire into the divine. as is the case in all seeming struggles between two forces, so in the conditions of today, they are but the old conditions being repeated. And out of it all will come, for the first time on earth, a permanently established condition and right attitude of mind in the outer activity of humanity. I want so much to have each one of the students keep before them the fact that they alone are the governor of their life and its activity, and are commanded to choose what they wish to manifest in their life, always remembering that they are not to stop and worry about this or that individualization. They are to fix their vision, which is God's inner activity, on the goal, and hold it there with a firm, joyous determination to reach it. No advice to others. Knowing this, there is no one who should attempt to advise another. The God in each is the only one who knows what is best for each individual. Those who are experiencing discordant activity should go where they can be absolutely quiet and uninterrupted, then to the best of their ability enter into the great silence, and as they become quiet, say, "Mighty I Am Presence, I demand to know the right attitude and activity that I should take in adjusting and solving this problem." If the answer does not come at once, each day enter into the silence again, and continue to demand that the divine answer come forth. Also demand to be shown through the inner vision every detail which should be carried out. Then, all of a sudden, possibly when most unexpected, will come forth into the outer consciousness the full, unquestionable solution to the problem or situation. Running away. As one may not at any time run away from anything, this will make clear to him the complete situation and reveal whether he is being held by the hypnotic influence or whether he is fulfilling a just obligation. If I were to unleash my love for my students and attempt to advise them, I might be interfering with opportunity of immense value to them. Because I might know a thing does not permit me to take away from the student a valuable opportunity. No one should feel distressed or lose hope because of outer conditions, when a few moments' contemplation can but reveal the fact that there is only one power, energy, or activity to use, or that is being used, which is God. When one depends upon and demands of this Supreme Presence the right solution of any problem or situation, it will be solved or adjusted with the most wonderful divine activity. The divine solution will far transcend anything the outer mind could conceive of, even if it had the power of accomplishment within itself. Knowing that the outer mind or consciousness is a mighty vehicle through which the tremendous energy of God can be consciously directed, then we know that we have every moment all about us the most powerful presence for protection and direction, and the supreme solver and adjuster of every condition that opportunity brings before us. It would save so much distress to the individual if, on the first intimation of any intruding discord, he or she would leap, as it were, into the heart of this mighty presence and say, "Seemingly the outer has made a mistake. I call on thy law of forgiveness. See that this is adjusted quickly and completely." Take a firm grip on the inner presence to govern every in harmony and to remove any wrong condition permanently. The highest and quickest action is always to make the demand to the great inner presence. God's energy always acts according to the consciousness we have of it. Opportunity is a very poor master. It is you who must always govern it. Use opportunity, but never let it use you. The assistance of the masters. The great ones may and do give assistance at all times, whether the students know it or not. One of the greatest activities of the ascended beings, which they perform for the students, is to give courage, strength, and assurance until such a time as they make a strong enough contact with their own inner presence to fully and clearly loose its mighty wisdom and activity into the outer self. The result of this radiation is that the students build permanent strength of character, and it saves them endless repetition and recreation of imperfection. In the past, down through the centuries, the call to the mighty I Am presence within the individual has been but intermittent. Now, the work before each one is to make the contact with the God within and hold it. The idea is not to ease up as soon as a problem is solved and think that no further effort is required, but to keep calling to this mighty inner presence and recognizing and accepting it going before to see that these foolish human problems are consumed at their first intimation. In this way, the divine self keeps you free from the outer disturbing or binding conditions. Experience is but opportunity and is one of the most powerful friends the outer self has, for it gives the outer a chance to bring forth the divine character of life which knows no imperfection. Allow me to say again, mighty I Am Presence, reveal to me your true solution of this situation in which I seem to be concerned. Come forth in your wisdom and strength and solve this in divine order without another moment's delay. I recognize that you do not need time, place, nor space, but that your all-powerful activity is now. I accept this fact. Explanation of Cosmic Karma. I wish to put before the students another very vital and important thing which concerns human creation. The individual can call on the law of forgiveness and say to the I Am Presence, dissipate and consume this wrong creation. This throws it back to the cosmic law for adjustment, wherein it is adjusted outside of the individual karmic activity. There are a great many individuals to whom this idea of truth would give immense relief and great freedom in a very short time. I cannot stress too strongly how the individual, being the only creator of inharmony, can, by the conscious application of the law of forgiveness, remove forever from his or her individual activity a great deal that would be very distressing. The old idea of karma, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, has not been correctly understood except by a few. The majority have thought that karma must be balanced individual to individual. In some cases this is imperative, but there is so much that does not have to be balanced in that way when the correct idea of it is understood. One of the unfortunate things when the idea of karma was advanced was the above mistake. It caused individuals to consciously bind themselves to each other for adjustment. Taking into consideration that each individual has free will, you can see how this individual-to-individual balancing might become an endless thing. If one individual be not in a mood to cooperate in the adjustment of a condition, how then could the activity ever be ended? There must be and is a wiser means to help to do it. If the above material is carefully contemplated by the students, they will find greater relief and peace from realizing that they have this wise presence upon which they may call in all conditions. Benediction. We give praise and thanks that shortly thy messengers will fill every office in this land, and that the reign of God is now manifest on earth.